Seventh principle is called detaching from the outcome. The affirmation for this principle is, I trust in the universal intelligence that created me to bring my desires to me in just the right way at the perfect time. Previously, I talked a great deal about trust and about this knowing and about shifting your perceptions out of this idea that somehow you are separate from the divine intelligence that is universal. The obvious thing to remember about a universal intelligence is that if it's universal, it is in all places. Therefore, it is in all that you want and all that you are. And so manifesting is the ability to realign your intention with that divine intelligence and know that it will show up. But one of the things that we have a tendency to do as individuals is to become impatient. Our ego says to us, I want what I want, and I want it now. And we have a tendency to try to tell the universal intelligence, or to tell God, or the metaphor that I used earlier, as God is like the ocean and we are like a glass. And so we are really a glass of God, if you will. We are a piece of God. But when you separate yourself, one little drop of water separated from the ocean alone literally can't make anything happen, is very weak and so on. And it is only when you unite yourself with that ocean, when that drop of water becomes united with the ocean, it can do anything. It is part of the universal. When you unite yourself with this divine intelligence instead of separating yourself from it, then you know that this ocean will provide. It will provide for you in precisely the right way that it is supposed to, and in exactly the right time. And this idea of knowing that that divine intelligence will work in exactly the order and the preference and the time that it is supposed to. In The Course in Miracles, there's this often quoted passage that says, infinite patience produces immediate results. And it sounds like it's a contradiction, doesn't it? It sounds like a paradox. If I'm patient, infinitely patient, then I will have to wait a very long time. You know, I talked earlier about these tomato seeds that we used to plant, and how the essence of tomato-ness was in every aspect of that tomato, and yet that very essence was something that isn't in the physical world at all. The cause of tomato, as we discover and we look at those seeds and we look at the dust that's in the seeds, and then we try to find out what's in the dust, and ultimately we find out that there's just an energy in there. There's just a wave. There's something that's invisible to the naked eye. There's something that doesn't even exist in a physical world. There are no particles at all. You see, when you're a child, you think like a child, as it says in Corinthians 13. And I can remember as a child when those tomato shoots surfaced above the ground sometime in June back there in Mount Clemens, and they would come up about 4 or 5 inches above the ground. I remember one time getting down there and looking at those tomato shoots and trying to hurry them along. And I got down on my knees and I started tugging at them as a little boy, maybe 3 or 4 years old. And I remember Mrs. Scarf saying, no, 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 you can't do that. And I was like trying to hurry it along. And this idea of attempting to hurry along the divine intelligence is something that we do with our egos all the time. Obviously, creation reveals its secrets by and by. By and by, as it is supposed to, as it is ordained. And when you get down there and start tugging at those shoots and trying, and I remember pulling at one, and I pulled one just a little bit too hard because they're still not firmly entrenched. They don't have very long roots, tomato plants. You can pull them out with hardly any effort at all. And I pulled one right out into my hand, and that was the end of that tomato. There was no possibility because I was attempting to do something that interferes